Heyo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host, Jack, and with me today we have got no one. That is right. For the first time ever in No Show history, it's just me. It's just me, Jack, the host. I'm just chilling here for an hour. Here's the deal. Here's the deets as to why it's just me this week. I had a few things going on last week that kind of went into the weekend and really just kind of pushed everything else out of my mind. And then by the time I started finding guests this week, it was just way too late. I reached out to a couple of people, they weren't available. And I was like, you know what? I've actually been thinking for a while about maybe trying to do one that's just me. But I was like, no, I mean, if I can find guests, I might as well have guests. They help the show go, it helps the flow, it just makes it more smooth. And I'll just kind of hold on to the idea until I both A, think that I can do it, and B, need to do it. And that is this week. I was in class and I was like, you know what? I think I could do it. I don't know if it's going to be good or funny or even remotely entertaining. But yeah, we're just going to see what happens. You know, experiment a little bit, try something, throw some pasta at the wall, see what sticks. Is that a real thing that people do? Is that an actual like pasta trick? Wow. I feel like it's just an hour for me to like practice stand up. that is actually what it feels like to me right now. I feel like I'm going to just slowly start going into like stand up material I've thought about and never actually written down. I don't write stand up, but I would love to do stand up eventually. But yeah, I thought it'd be fun to do a little episode where I just kind of, you know, talk about myself, run you through how I got involved in Radio Laurier, talk about my life a little bit, my background, all this stuff that, no, I don't normally talk about it. I mean, I do talk about myself a lot, but when you're running a radio show with guests, your main kind of concern is I want them to be involved. I don't ever want to feel like I'm overshadowing them or I'm, you know, getting in the way. I really want to like allow them to tell funny stories and have them be like the driving force of the conversation. So I never really go into just like big things about myself. I tell stories that make sense, and I'm always worried that I'm talking way too much in my episodes. But yeah, I figured it'd be fun to just kind of have one where I just talk for an hour, see what happens. I am still going to have some games. Of course I'm going to have some games. But yeah, so what was going on last week that led to me not getting any guests? I had a midterm. I had my econ midterm. I take microeconomics because I'm a business student. Woo. And yeah, econ is just like by far my worst course in business. Not for a lack of trying. I try. It's hard to grasp some of the ideas. And so last week I was just like, I am gonna just study my butt off like crazy. I'm gonna nail it. I'm not gonna think about anything else that I don't need to think about. One of my, in my one course accounting, we have like group assignments that we do throughout the semester. And the teacher was like, we're going to push the due date back a week because you all have your econ midterm. And actually, the week before, I slept through my accounting midterm. I didn't like sleep through it. I did the whole like, I woke up and I went, I'm going to take like 5 more minutes because I was really tired that morning. And I woke up a few hours later. So yeah, it's fine. I'm going to pass that course. It's not a concern. But I was so worried about that happening again that I actually this last weekend for the first time pulled an all-nighter. That's right. I did it. I pulled an all-nighter. I mentioned it to my one friend and they were like, it's a bad idea. Don't do it. But honestly, it was a huge success. It worked amazingly well. And I think I know why it worked so well. It was kind of a last minute choice. I'll be honest. I had stuff going on that night and sometimes I just can't fall asleep. I have a really hard time getting to sleep, but once I'm asleep, I'm like the deepest sleeper of all time. It's insane. I sleep through so much. I slept through a fire alarm once. When I was a kid, we used to go to like Toronto every year for a few days. And there was one morning we got into the elevator, these two ladies going down. And one of them was like, did you guys hear the fire alarm going off last night? My mom went, yeah. And they said, yeah, thank God it was just a false alarm. And they got off on their stop. And I turned to my mom and I was like, the fire alarm went off last night? And she went, yeah, it was, oh, my, I got an email. She went, yeah, it went off, but then it ended up being a false alarm. They went on the pay system and told us that. And I was like, I totally slipped through it. And I was a little concerned at the time. Haven't slept through another fire alarm. I haven't even really been in that many fire alarms. A lot this year because university. But yeah, and so I was like, you know what? I got my things the night before, my scheduled things. I'm going to go to those. I'm going to get back. I'm going to try to sleep. And if I get to a point that I just can't sleep, I'll commit to the all-nighter. And like every, like all the upper year students that you talk to will always tell you, don't do all-nighters. You're not going to maintain, not going to retain any of the information. It's a bad idea. But the main reason I think it works so well is I didn't study. I didn't study the whole night. I was like, I'm just going to vibe, put on some tunes. I cleaned up, just like cleaned my room. My room was a bit of a mess because I'd been studying so hard. I went on a walk, which ended up actually being pretty creepy because it was so dark outside. I like made coffee. I had the time of my life just hanging out by myself. My roommate was away for the night, so I like played some guitar. That was fun. And I literally just like goofed off the whole night. And then in the morning, I studied a little bit and then went to my midterm. It was also my first in-person midterm, like ever, like of university period. And my first in-person test since like halfway through grade 12. And so it was interesting. And the Scantron sheets were a little different. And they had to explain to us how the Scantron sheets worked. But I think I did pretty well. I feel pretty good about it. Like I, like, you know, every test is, you know, some questions you're like, I know this. Other questions you're like, I don't think I know this. And they're kind of in the middle. But, you know, you do what you do. You study what you study. My throat is getting dry already. Ooh, 7 minutes in. Mm-mm. And I did. No, I didn't know. At no point did I ever consider drinking an energy drink because I'm just so not an energy drink guy. Like, I drink coffee. I like coffee, and coffee has caffeine, and that tends to help keep me awake and moving when I need to be awake and moving. But I just know that, like, an energy drink is going to, like, destroy my brain. Because we all know that I have ADHD. I literally take my Siri is going off now. I literally take prescribed medication to slow my brain down. So the idea of an energy drink just sounds like I'm going to be going like 1,000 miles per minute. And so it's just kind of a steady stream of coffee for my lovely Keurig, which is still working oh so well. I got to restock on coffee. I'm looking over now at my little display thing where I keep all my Keurig cups. I might have to restock. Oh, I'm going to have to restock on Keurig cups. Man. I should also mention, I've kind of lost track of what I was saying, but I should also mention that I'm going to be checking my phone a lot. I put out on the show's Instagram a little AMA thing. So if I get any questions for the episode, I will answer those. Get a little more insight into me. But yeah, I thought I would talk about just like how I got involved with Radio Laurier. I've kind of told like very brief stories of it on the show, but I haven't told like the full story. And so I was, I did my first year of Laurier back at home because COVID was going crazy at that time. And I remember we had to choose pretty early if we wanted to be on campus or not because of like deposits and stuff. And they were like, listen, if you back out after this date, we like you don't get your deposit back. And so we went, I'll just stay home. All my friends were staying home. I didn't really have any reason to be in Waterloo. Figure, you know what, save some money, stay at home, hang out with my cats. And yeah, but I was worried that I like wouldn't be able to get involved because all the stuff was in person. I was going to have a tricky time getting into clubs and stuff. I remember like a week they showed us this Instagram page. I don't remember what it was called, but it's literally just like first year opportunities. And one of them was to volunteer as a show assistant for Radio Laurier. And I went, that sounds cool. And so I went to the site, and when I was looking at like the application for that, there was also, they mentioned, like, you could decide to pitch your own show. And I immediately went, can I have my own show? Could I just talk for an hour and just see what happens? Because I didn't want my show to have, like, a theme. All my favorite podcasts. I thought my phone died there for a second. All my favorite podcasts are just, like, people talking for an hour. They have no, like, theme, no guidelines. It's literally just, like, let's talk for an hour and just see what funny stuff comes up. And I was like, I want to do that. I want to literally just have a show, and the show is going to have no point, which is why I called it the No Show.
What? Yeah.
And it's just going to be me and, like, one or two other people every week talking for just a solid hour straight. And I pitched it, and amazingly it was picked up. And I cannot believe that they approved it. And that's what I've been doing. Because I also, like, I didn't want to have, like, a white guy podcast. You know, I didn't want to be, like, one of those white guys who in the quarantine said, we're going to start a podcast. And then it's just, like, an hour of awful things and, like, reading Reddit posts and, oh, I think my, no, I'm good. I thought for a second that my headset shut off, but it did not. I'm all set. Yeah, I didn't want to be just, like, a white guy in front of a microphone talking about crypto and NFTs and what women need to do to get men. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to do any of that. I want to be as far from Joe Rogan as I possibly can in the world of podcasting and radio shows. And so what I said, I'm just going to talk about literally nothing. I'm just going to talk for an hour with people. I'm going to see what comes up, and I'm going to throw in a few games. And the structure of the show has changed a little bit since its initial thing. I'm trying to find when the first few episodes actually had three games per episode. And I can't find it. I remember, like, I was really worried at first that I wasn't going to be able to fill the whole time. That was kind of my main concern. And so I'm trying to find, like, old outlines. And so I literally would prep, like, three games. And it got to a point that there was an episode that we didn't get to the third game. And we just talked throughout, like, the time I kind of put aside for that. But I loved it. I love that we, like, didn't actually get to three games. Because every episode I have an outline of what I want to talk about in the episode. And then it's more of just, like, if I need to. An amazing episode is one where I never reference my convo topics. I just use it for the games. And that's where, like, you know, like, the convo is rolling. It's great. People are having fun. I want it to flow super easily. And so at a certain point, I just kind of stopped doing the three games. And I found the outline for my first episode. I had Ben and Robin from LMT. My first game I ever did on the No Show was News or False is what I called it. And it was, I gave them like a news headline that was either real or fake, and they had to guess. And for some reason, I don't have the answers. Like, I don't, like, I have the headlines, but I don't have whether they were real or fake. I must have just had the article pulled up when I actually did it. And then my second game was Pokemon or Medical Term. I think I have brought that back at some point, maybe. And then I think I also threw one in, and it was like, is this a line from a rap or something that I said in my sleep? Because I talk in my sleep a lot. And that was the first episode. And I just had, like, very vague convo topics. And it very slowly, as I gained confidence, got more specific. I'm gonna jump to, like, episode 10 and see if I was still doing three games. I was not. Oh, was I? I was still doing three games by episode 10. What? When did I not? Huh. Oh, maybe that's when I dropped it. Really? 10 episodes I was still doing. Huh. That's pretty funny, actually. Yeah, and over, like, the last year, this is the 41st episode, which is really awesome to me. I just, like, I've just been like slowly changing things and just trying new things. Like this year, for example, I started trying to have, if I had two guests, I try to have it where they already know each other. And that way I find that it just flows so well. Like it's like they already got like a dynamic. It's great. They're going back and forth. I love it. And I started doing more just me and a guest episodes. And those are easy to organize because it's just me and the other person. And I find that that flows really well, especially when it's someone that I already know, because it's less pressure. It's just like the two of us. We're having a great time. And yeah. So like I mentioned, I do actually have games set up for me to play, and you guys can play along too. And I'll talk through as I play this game. So this first game is the Wikipedia Degrees game. I love this game, and I'm great at this game. And so I figured, you know what? I'm going to play it for you all, in front of you all. So I've pulled up, there's a website I've never heard of before. It's called Wiki Roulette. And so it just gives you like a random Wikipedia article. So I'm gonna hit randomize twice, and then I'm going to connect those two articles. So our starting point is, I don't know who that is. We're going to do a couple until I get some that I at least somewhat know. These really are just random. Wow. It's totally random. That's so weird. I haven't heard of any of these. Oh my Lord. This is so interesting to me. I'm totally like ignoring the game now. It's literally just like random Wikipedia articles. Okay. This next one is going to be our starting point. Hit random. That's not even an article. Random. Okay, we are starting on Psilosis. Psilosis are a British heavy metal band from England. That's our starting point. So I'm going to pull up that Wikipedia article. Wikipedia, Psilosis. And then I'm going to hit random again. And our ending point is... None of these are good. None of these are good. I'm just going to Google. I'm going to abandon this random site. I don't know who made this random site. Wikipedia game prompts. That's not what I'm Googling. Wiki race. I found it. But do they have prompts? Good target pages. There's a Wikipedia article for the Wikipedia page. That's pretty fun, actually. I think it's cool. Wiki racing. All that I want is like a generator that will give me two things. Okay. Here we go. This website has given me open source software and Mount Everest. Whew. Okay, so I'm starting at open source software and I want to get to Mount Everest. It also gave me a target of 5 clicks. We're going to see how I do. I actually feel pretty good about this. I think I'm going to look for like a location. I'm going to do that. I'm looking through. I'm on history because I feel like if I can get like a country or even just like, I feel like Mount Everest has got to be in a lot of different like location Wikipedia articles. So I'm going to keep Palo Alto, that's California. I don't think that's really going to help me out. We're just scrolling. Nothing yet. Usually, like, I have an idea of where I want to go, and then I just get totally derailed halfway through, which is kind of how I live my life, to be honest. Oh, no, I feel like I'm running out of article here. Whoa, there was a whole section of just, like, no blue links. I gotta click on something. You know what? I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna click on Palo Alto. I feel like I said that wrong. This has got to be the exciting part of the episode, is just listening to me dictate my scrolling. I had it and then I lost it. Palo Alto. Oh, no. I got a better idea. I got a better idea. I'm going to start on Microsoft. I have clicked on Microsoft. I feel like that's got to be good. I feel like that's got to at least get me to a location, right? Yes, definitely. Okay. We're back in it. We're back in it. We're scrolling. There's a lot here. I think I really could do it here. I'm on history. Go through history, see if we can find maybe like a location. New Mexico? I don't actually really know where Mount Everest is, I'll be honest. That would have been a good thing to figure out before I started. We're clicking. No, we're not clicking. We're scrolling. Apologies. I'm still just scrolling. There's a lot here in the history section. United States military? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's, really a good a good one. Mixer, that was a classic. I remember Microsoft Mixer. And it tried so hard. Still going. Don't have anything super like that's jumped out at me yet. Wall Street Journal? No, that's not a good one. Come on, Jack. Get your head in the game. Subsidiaries. I'm not even reading half this stuff. Great Recession? Do you think that recession is a good? I don't know. The recession. Maybe. I feel like the recession probably hit Mount Everest pretty hard, you know? I imagine. There's so much here. There's so many spots that I could click on. Greenpeace? Maybe. Ooh, that might be good. Solar panels? I'm literally only like halfway through this account. Not account, this article. Why is there this much in a Wikipedia article? There's so much in a Wikipedia article. Why is there this much? Okay. Let's focus. I hit the end. Jesse Jackson. Maybe? No. I'm going to click on the U.S. Department of Justice. That is my official second click. I feel like they had to have tried to do something with Mount Everest. Like, it's got to be a thing. Right? But maybe being back in America is not the right choice. Franklin D. Roosevelt, did he climb Mount Everest? He strikes me as a guy that climbed Mount Everest. Shout out to whoever is actually listening to this full episode. I'm almost halfway through it, and I cannot believe this is an actual thing that somebody might listen to. I don't know. Maybe. God, what? I just saw something. What was I going to click on earlier? Robert F. Kennedy? No. Oh, it was Franklin Roosevelt. You know what? I'm going to click on Franklin Roosevelt. 100%. FDR? Oh, I mixed up him and Theodore Roosevelt. Uh-oh. That might be a little trickier. There's a lot here already. This might actually be how I'm going to do it. Come on. There's got to be Mount Everest in here. Ooh, George Washington? I don't know. My thought was if I go George Washington and then Mount Rushmore, maybe that will take me to Mount Everest. And that'll hit the target. Oh, should I do it? That'll be my fourth. Oh, that'll be my third. Maybe? Not totally sure. You know what? I'm going to keep scrolling. Not going to make any rash decisions. I'm going to take this. This is a serious thing right now. This is a very serious thing that I'm doing right now. Take a deep breath. I'm going to keep scrolling. Herbert Hoover? Was he the vacuum guy? No, I think his last name was just Hoover. Well, you know. Can't get them all. Prohibition? I feel like there's something with the Prohibition and Mount Everest. Hydrotherapy? Maybe that is like ties to like the country that Mount Everest is in, which I still cannot remember. I'll be honest with you guys right now. I'm just scrolling. Okay, I'm now in World War II. Okay. Okay. A little further down. I think this is pretty promising. Okay, I'm still in World War II, I think. Okay, there's one of the hyperlinks is it's greatest presidents. And when I hover my mouse over it, it shows Mount Rushmore. Maybe that could take me somewhere. Memorials? Maybe there's a memorial. No, could there be a memorial? Roosevelt Island? Oh, it's in the New York. U.S. postage stamps? I thought maybe there is a Mount Everest stamp. Okay, I'm going to click on greatest presidents. That is my next click. Click. Okay. Whew, okay, I think that was my fourth click. I think so. I want to get to Mount Rushmore. Okay, I'm clicking again on Mount Rushmore. And I'm starting to get worried that I've not gone the right way. How did I get this far off course? I was so confident. Oh my lord. Concept design. Construction. Dynamite? Not dynamite. Susan B. Anthony. Yeah, maybe. Barack Obama, maybe? No, I don't think. Has Obama ever climbed Mount Everest? Oh, ecology. Maybe this is where I'm gonna find it. Forest fires. Granite? Maybe granite. No, I don't think that's it. I don't know. Controversies. Oh yeah, I do know it was actually a pretty controversial spot. Okay, I'm gonna click on scree. Scree is a mountain term, and I already think I'm on the right track. Appalachian Mountains. The Appalachian Mountains. Yeah, that is not Mount Everest. But maybe mountains will get me there. Is there somewhere I can click on mountains? Maybe. There's gotta be, yeah, just like mountains. There's a huge line of birds flying by. Wow. Exciting. This is difficult. Is the Alps? I can click on Alps. Come on. It's gotta be the Alps. Are they not in the Alps? No. Come on. Okay, it's done. I'm pretty far off, I'll be honest. I'm definitely high mountains. Mont Blanc is the highest mountain of the Alps. God, maybe I... Maybe I click on... I saw a click. There's one hyperlink, and it says... What did it say? It says... Oh, I have got it. I'm going to click on mountain range, and I guarantee it's got to be here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Maybe it's the Himalayas. Maybe the Himalayas is where Mount Everest. I forgot the name of the mountain. I've been doing this for like 10 straight minutes. Oh my God. Oh my God. If you listen to this in its entirety, please send me a message. Please do. I think it'd be fantastic. I see a hyperlink that says list of mountains. I'm going to make sure first that I'm not just totally missing it on here. Nepal. Doesn't Nepal have Mount Everest? Oh, should I click on... You know what? I have list of mountains. I'm going to click on list of mountains. Oh, I got to click on a different... No, that was not a great click. And I have found Mount Everest. That took me like 10 clips. That has ruined my day. I hope y'all are having fun, though. Oh my God, we're halfway through this. Okay, that took much, 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 much longer than I ever thought it would. What did I click on? I clicked on FDR. Why did I choose FDR of any possible click? Well, we're still going strong. We're still going strong. Yeah, that was a Wikipedia Degrees game. My intention was to play a few rounds of that, but that one round, I think, was enough to call it there. Yeah, I'm having a pretty good day, actually. But the elevator's in my building. So my building, they're replacing, like, everyone's toilets, everyone's shower heads, some faucets even. And they have to use one of the elevators for that. So the elevators in my building have been very, very slow. Because only one of them is actually working. Or, like, today I was running a little bit late for my first class. And I'm on the 15th floor. And so I stood waiting for the elevator for, like, 4 minutes. And then I finally went, I'm just going to take the stairs down. I don't want to take the stairs up, but I will take them down because it is much, much easier than taking them up. I haven't actually had to take them up that many times. Just like whenever the fire alarm gets pulled, it like automatically shuts off the elevators, which I also feel like, as a side note, isn't great for people with mobility disabilities. I feel like if you're in a wheelchair, why would you shut off the elevators? Just my little thoughts. And they usually like, they stay off for a while. They have to like, I assume they have to like manually shut them back on. I'm not sure. But sometimes like if I don't, if they fix it really fast, I can take it back up. Otherwise, I got to walk up 15 flights of stairs, and it's never fun. And I have done it intoxicated, and that was not fun. But it made it more of an adventure, you know. It made it more, gave me more to think about as I was going up. You really learn to appreciate the smaller things in life when you're climbing 15 flights of stairs all the way back up to your apartment. It's a good time. It's a good time. What else can I talk about? The weather is not bad today. It's pretty warmer weather, you know? What's funny about this episode is that I was doing great, and then that last game just took out all of my energy. It took me so long to get between those two Wikipedia pages. I am so just like burnt out, but I'm gonna fight through it, and we're gonna get to the end of this episode. Got my water. I'm all set. Here's something pretty cool. I found when I was home for the reading week a few weeks back, I was looking around for, like, my mom used to just get, like, at a garage sale, sometimes people sell just, like, boxes of, like, old film cameras, and some of them actually work. So my mom would just kind of buy some of those, and I was looking through, and I found one, and it's called the Ectralite. Grab it to be sure. It's called the Ectralite 500, the Kodak Ectralite 500. It's really cool, and it, like, it's the same shape as, like a landline phone. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't look like a camera, and you fold it out, and it becomes, like, there's a foldy part that becomes, like, a handle, and it has a great flash. And I just finished a roll, and I gotta bring it in somewhere to get developed. So I'm gonna do that, like, this week. And then I'll post some of the pics. I think it'll look really cool. I've seen, like, the photos that I've seen from other people who have the same camera, it looks really cool and has an awesome style to it. So I'm definitely very excited to get that figured out. I have another film camera that I've been using, but I don't actually really get it developed. I keep thinking to myself, I gotta finish the roll that's in there and get it actually, like, developed so I could admire the nice photos that I've taken over the last year and have fun with that. Yeah, I'm trying to get more into photography. You know, I like photography. It's fun. I have a Sony ZV-1. It's a digital camera. And I use that for more, like, videos and stuff. Or if you ever are in a class with me and we have, like, a presentation or we have, like, a fancy meeting for something, I set that up as, like, my webcam. And I just love it. Just looks so, so, so good. It looks so sharp. And it, like, fixes all the lighting issues that I have with, like, Zoom camera or even, like, the program that I use to record this show. It also shows your video. It's like Zoom. It's called Zencaster, but it only records audio, not video. And so I just love, like, just, like, being able to actually, like, see people when I talk to them. And when I have that camera out, it just looks so cool and I love it and I can frame it right. And I really feel, like, professional. And then I add the mic. And I'm thinking eventually I want to add, like, an actual lav mic to my Zoom setup. So I can do, like, remote stuff and it sounds good too. Cause, like, I have the mic that I use for the show and I've heard that my mic on my laptop is actually surprisingly good, but I don't like how it looks. Like, what, like, right now, like, the mic just, like, blocks half my face. I got my headset, which is really big and doesn't look that great. And so I want a lav so I can actually, like, look presentable and nice in, like, interviews or fancy meetings and not have to worry about like my sound quality. So yeah, that's eventually in the cards, but I'll still use this mic for now. It's good. I like it a lot. That was a yawn. Wow, 38. It's been 38 minutes. I can't believe that I'm actually doing this, and this is a total experiment. But I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. I figure no matter what, it's going to be funny. It's either going to be funny in a legitimately funny way, or it's going to be funny in, like, an, oh my God, this was a bad idea kind of way. But like I said, I talked about earlier, I briefly mentioned, like, the shows that I listen to and the podcast I listen to don't really have a theme. That's true. And I really wanted the show to be, like, kind of like a mixture of all the shows that I love. Like, I'm a huge fan of, like, the Rooster Teeth podcast. There's one show, F Face, F asterisk asterisk K Face. It's actually what it's called. And then I have the more themed ones, like Voice Crack. Like, I love Rhett and Link Do Ear Biscuits. And I love that show. And they kind of have, like, a different idea every week, like a different topic that they talk about. And it's so good. And I listen to that more religiously than I actually watch their show every day. I love it so, so, so much. And then I listened to one of my all-time favorites. It's called Black Box Down. And every week they go through a different plane crash. They go through like an airplane incident. They talk about why it happened, how it happened, what happened as a result of it. It's cool because plane crashes are so, so, so rare that several things has to go wrong for it to happen, or like mistakes have to be made. And so they learn so much from each plane crash. It's so just interesting because you look and they say like, oh, we're skipping a step here in this process. We can't skip that step anymore because this plane crashed. They did one and it was like the plane was full of counterfeit parts they found. And they did a huge survey of counterfeit parts in America. And they found that like 80% of planes had at least one counterfeit part on them. It's crazy. And it was such a huge problem that like they found counterfeit parts on Air Force One. And it was just a sudden huge overhaul of like, okay, we got to stop this like black market of airplane parts and figure out how to fix this issue. And I just think it's so neat just how like air travel is incredibly safe, especially now. And so like when something goes wrong, a lot has to happen for it to go wrong. It's a pretty neat kind of exploration into the industry and how it works and all that. You know what? Let's go into the second game of the episode. Why not? So for this one, I was thinking about trivia. So I literally just looked up random trivia and I've generated random trivia questions and I'm going to go through them and I'm going to answer them. There's how many of them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It just keeps going and going and going. Okay. So I'm not going to go through all of them. I'll go through like 5 minutes worth. So we'll start. Which 19th century French artist painted Bathers at Asnières? I don't know. No idea. I'm going to click on the answer. It is... Oh, what did I do? I messed up. Nope. Okay. Well, I messed up and I refreshed the page. So we're going to restart. Number one, what character created by Hugh Lofting could talk to animals? That was Dr. Doolittle, I think. Nailed it. What gas makes up 96% of atmosphere of Venus? Nitrogen? Carbon, that's a lot of carbon dioxide. Oh my lord. Dang. Okay. What pro wrestler grew up next door to playwright Samuel Beckett? Andre the Giant. Oh, that's fun. All right, I'm not just going to scroll through and find questions that I think are funny. What type of food is Limburger? Cheese. Oh, I have heard that before. That's true. What is the name of the dog in the movie Mary Poppins? Totally forgot there's a dog in that movie. Andrew. That's such a human name for a dog. Okay. What year gave birth to the word motel? I don't think that years really give birth to words. I think that words are just kind of made up. 1925? Motels weren't a thing until 1925. The word motel? Good lord. That feels like so recent. Okay, whatever. What U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an actual holiday? Alabama. Oh, okay. Shout out to Alabama, I guess, for Christmas history. Whatever. This one mentions Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but they misspelled Willy, which I think is really funny. Clarinetist? What? What is a sound bath? Oh, I've heard about that. It's a meditation technique. Classic sound bath. I hear about, so we're going to look up weird meditation techniques and we're going to see what comes up. Of course, I understand that meditation has a lot of different cultural backgrounds to it, so I'm going to avoid making fun of different cultures. Of course, I'm more just looking for things that white people have made up, trying to make up different forms of meditation. I feel like some of these are just other things. Like journey meditation is just, oh, I see. It's like traveling, but in your mind. Laughter meditation. I like that. This article is like actual meditation techniques. 9 unusual meditation techniques you should try. God, I should meditate more. Koan meditation. It's a Buddhist technique. It involves asking questions that simply cannot be answered with reason. I like that.
Wow.
Crystal meditation. It's a classic. Gazing meditation. What is that? Oh, you just kind of move at a, you don't move, you stare at an object. That's fun. Walking meditation. I did that one a lot. Dance meditation. Qigong meditation. Oh, it's like Tai Chi. That's fun. Classic. I tried to do like the Headspace app for a while, but I was too impatient to really stick with it and make it like an actual thing in my everyday life. A Quora link. God, I love Quora. Let's go through Quora and let's see what different questions are being asked. Let's go through. What are some mind-blowing facts that are unreal but are that sound unreal but are actually untrue? Wow, what is the best? This one just says, "What is wrong with our society today?" Wow. What was the biggest waste of money in human history? That's fun. This person gave the answer of the world's longest bridge. Okay. So many ads on this site. Oh my god. What got actor Ryan Reynolds excited? That's such an obscure question. What is the coolest thing money can buy? Let's see what Cora thinks is the coolest thing money can buy. A freezer? Privacy? Liquid helium? Oh my god. Oh, this is, I love Quora. There's just so much going on. Oh, it's awesome. People are just asking random questions. You have 1 minute to convince Thanos he is wrong. What do you do? I don't think you're gonna do it in a minute. What frustrates you the most? No. That's a math question. Somebody just straight up asked a math question. You are stuck in a room with an MCU character. To leave, you have to defeat them. Who do you choose? I just love Quora. Just something about people asking just random questions is just hilarious to me. Wow. That person's just asking just like a random question. So many ads on this site. Oh my god. Who deceived many people on the internet? Okay. What makes your blood boil? That's a good one. That's a classic. What's the one thing you don't want to be said at your funeral? Oh no. Let's click on it. Let's see what happens. I don't want a funeral. That seems to be actually what everyone's saying. Huh. I don't know funerals. I want to be buried vertically. I think that'd be pretty fun. You know, just like standing up. Good times. Good times. Is it theoretically possible for two siblings not to share any DNA? I don't think so. But that's just, you know, my very uneducated opinion. No. It's just ads. Just ad after ad after ad. Wow, Quora, get your ad. Get your ads in check. Well, everyone, I think that's all the time we had this week for the No Show. If you listen to this part, thank you so much. Genuinely, I thought I'd just try a random episode of just me the whole time. I can't imagine it's going to do very well, that it was actually that entertaining. But if you listen through, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Next week, I will have guests again, of course. And I will see you all then. Bye.